Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
And welcome back to Mind Food Radio, smart thinking. Well, before the break, we were talking with Rebecca Scott, CEO, founder of Street. Very, very interesting cause. And now on the line, Michael,
we've got the chef, Rob Alger, who I guess really works with these kids and really upskills them. Welcome to the show, Rob.
Oh, thanks for having me.
How do you cook up a storm to help these street kids?
We've got a kitchen at one of our main cafe sites. We also run a production kitchen where we supply food to any of our four cafe sites across Melbourne. We have trainees in the kitchen probably over a three-day period of the week when they're doing their training with us. And a lot of what they do in the initial stages is, I guess, go through the beginnings of any sort of intro to cookery as any, I suppose, student or apprentice of cookery would do. And then over the six-month period, I guess we start amping things up, and the end game is, from a kitchen perspective, is to have them fully participating in an a la carte service.
I love that idea of a cafe. That sounds pretty cool.
I think one of the things that's ideal about the cafe is that it provides, an entry-level experience for a lot of trainees. I come from, a fine dining background myself, but what a cafe does is it allows them to get some of the basic skills down with still, obviously, some fairly high-speed pressure, but give them many pathways after they leave the program. So it might be going on to another cafe job. It might be going on to catering. Some people might decide to go on to fine dining, but it gives them 6 months to sort of have a bit of a play around.
Do they gain a qualification?
Absolutely. Over the six-month period that they're with us, they get a Cert 2 in hospitality. Again, that's probably entry-level certificate, but what it'll allow them to do is get all of the basics to be able to go on and have any job in hospitality, at least an entry-level position. So we've run them through a series of kitchen experiences. They'll work point of sale. They can wait tables. Being a barista is very popular these days, so we certainly have a lot of training that goes towards that as well. And at the end of the day, they come out with a certificate in hospitality and hopefully the confidence to, enter the workforce, hopefully in hospitality. But I guess for us, we're just as happy if they have the confidence and employability skills to go on to any type of career, really.
Now, your background in, chefing and cooking is very professional. You've worked for some extraordinary restaurants across the world. How different has it been for you in taking something like this on?
The major pressures that we face is trying to pass on, the work ethic that's been instilled in myself, over the throughout working in some of these restaurants across the world, into the trainees, and make sure that they can absorb as much as they can in a short period of time.
So, Rob, what are some of the success stories you've seen?
Some of the grander success stories is when somebody comes out the other end and is launching into a full apprenticeship at another restaurant. One of the more interesting success stories that we've had is somebody who hasn't necessarily gone on to hospitality but decided to use some of the hospitality skills they learned to help pay for a university education.
That's great.
Absolutely ecstatic if somebody goes on to a hospitality career. But the reality for us is we're also just looking at teaching employability skills and helping people gain the confidence to go out and do whatever they'd like to do, and a lot of the skills that you learn in hospitality, such as accountability, working in a team, camaraderie, being able to take constructive feedback, are transferable across all sorts of jobs, I'd like to think.
Finally, what would life be for these kids without what you're doing?
Rather than, taking a stab or conjecture at where they'd be without the program, I do like to think that we certainly have made a difference in where they're going.
Yeah.
Some of the people that come into the program, the self-esteem is low enough that perhaps they wouldn't even be able to look someone in the eye, let alone, work in any setting with them. Mm. And over that period of time, we're hopefully building up their self-confidence to be able to help them make decisions about where they want to go.
Fantastic. Well, Rob Alger, we've been chatting about this wonderful street cafe, and you're the chef there. Thank you very much for your time today.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.